Chapter 3. Ruby. Even in a hospital gown, his hair a mess, holding a spoonful of green glop to his lips, Ryan Steele was still the most gorgeous man on the planet. He looked up at me, his eyes wide. "Hi," I said.
"Hey,"
he said. I walked swiftly to his side. "Are you all right?" Melanie called me.
"I'm okay. Just a little concussion."
I took the spoon he was still holding and set it on the tray. "What were you thinking? Taking your car out and going completely nuts? You promised me you wouldn't do anything stupid."
"I didn't.
I placed two fingers over his lips. "You scared the shit out of all of us. You don't get to talk yet."
"Ruby, I... what the hell did I just say?"
I'd had a hell of a night, dealing with my phone call from dear old daddy, and I wasn't about to let Ryan off the hook. "I know you've been through a huge turning point in your life, but that doesn't change how the rest of us feel about you. Your brothers and sister and sisters-in-law were scared out of their minds when they couldn't find you this morning. And when Melanie called me..." I broke off, tears choking me. I gulped them down. Ryan didn't need to see me like that. He didn't deserve to see me like that after the stunt he'd pulled.
"I'm fine," he said.
"I hate to break it to you, but fine people aren't usually lying in the hospital."
"Doctors are overly cautious. They don't want to get sued by the Steels."
"Oh, for God's sake, Ryan!" I stood and paced around the sterile room. "The doctor was right. I talked to Melanie and she agreed with his assessment. In case you've forgotten, she's also a doctor."
"I don't want to argue with you, Ruby."
"Fine, then don't." He paused and then picked up the spoon, swallowing the jello and hovering the utensil over the plate.
"About yesterday."
"What about it?"
"I'm sorry, I was so..."
He sighed. "Like I told you, I don't do anything I don't want to do. No apologies, Ryan. No regrets."
"But I do regret how I..."
I shut him up, this time by pressing a light kiss to his lips. "Enough."